with Tamara Keith of NPR and Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report. Let's start by looking at the money, the most important part of this, right?
Yes.
In some respects, the top four candidates in terms of money raised, super PAC money as well as nonprofits in some case, in one case, and just regular money over the transom. Jeb Bush with $114 million. This is just in since they announced for president. Hillary Clinton with $60.6 million. Ted Cruz with $47 million. And Marco Rubio with $43.8 million. Of course, as we just mentioned, there are 11 others now in the race. But as these four line up, where's the money coming from? What is this telling us about the race?
In almost every case, the super PAC money is more than the candidates actually raised. In fact, Hillary Clinton's the only candidate who's raised more as a candidate than her super PAC raised. It's going to bring up a couple of issues. The first is there used to be this thing in politics where you dropped out of the race after your money ran out, and your money would run out because you weren't winning enough, you didn't have enough momentum. Now there are super PACs very flush with cash that can keep candidates going long after maybe their expiration date.
Absolutely. They could keep candidates going.
Absolutely.
Yep. Ted Cruz has three really good friends or three super PACs that can keep him going. And, you know, it used to be that this was there was the dollar primary, and you could look at, well, whose fundraising dollars were the highest. It's hard to even know what to make of these numbers because some rich person could come out of nowhere, create a nonprofit. We wouldn't even know where the money came from and blow everybody else out of the water.
But there is one really interesting component to this, and that's why 2016 will be fascinating to watch. The amount of money that Jeb Bush has coming from his super PAC is about $103 million. So that's where, I mean, the bulk of that $114 is coming from super PAC. They cannot coordinate with Jeb Bush. They are going to be making decisions that normally a campaign will be making. Now, super PACs have been very good at doing one thing, which is they're a destroying machine, right? They're there to, like, beat up their opponents.